Post-game show continuing. Ryan Hartman with an empty net goal tonight. Wild win at 4-1, but little street hockey goalie back there may have saved a goal prior to the eventual game winner.
Yeah, I lost my guy originally, and puck squared out to the D-man and had to get desperate.
How are you feeling a couple games back now after injury?
Feel good. Some of the timing might be a little off these first two, but as things could go on, I feel a little bit better each period.
What did you guys talk about the second intermission? It was a 1-1 game. Obviously, you had played pretty well in the first. Maybe the Ducks gained a little momentum in period two. What did you see?
I think, we had around 10 shots in the first period, and with probably 7 minutes left in the second, we were only at 12 shots. So I'm not really sure what our shot total was in the third, but we were in the 40s. So, we were talking about shooting the puck more. Like Ecker's goal was got the puck up high and threw it at the net with a guy there. When we do that a lot, teams are going to pre-scout. We kind of just throw pucks in, and it's going to open up a lot of ice because they got to compact the middle of the ice. So I think we did a good job shooting the puck in the third.
Dean Evason has talked lately about playing with the lead, trying to take the will away from teams and really putting your stamp on games when you have an advantage. How did you feel your team did in the third with the lead, firing those pucks and continuing to stay with the game plan, it appeared?
Yeah, no, we did good. We didn't sit back on our heels. We kept moving forward and trying to play more offense and keeping the puck out of our zone. That we did a good job of that. Sometimes if you sit back too much, you're going to let up some more chances. But the way we were playing all game, if we just played the same way, we didn't have to worry about defending.
Second of a back-to-back for your team will come tomorrow in San Jose. It's not the longest travel day you'll have, but certainly important to get some rest and get back at it tomorrow. What's sort of the approach in back-to-backs from your experience?
Everyone's pretty used to them. It's one more game left before the holiday break. When you have that mindset, you don't really have to save your energy for anything. We're going to get plenty of rest afterwards, so no reason to keep anything in the tank. Try to get off to an early lead and, keep pushing. And like I said earlier about don't sit back once you get up.
Any plans for Christmas?
I'm attempting to drive back to Chicago, but that's pending weather, so we'll see.
Well, safe travels. Congrats on the goal and the win tonight.
Yep, thank you.